Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we reveal our favorite songs of 2016.
Wait. Don't tell me. Is it Black Beatles?
No. Do I say no or you keep going no? I say you keep going, right?
Well, we could do it either way. I didn't think of it. Yeah. Maybe you should. Yeah, let's just keep. Yeah, you yeah, keep okay. saying no. That'd be all great. Right. Yeah, right, yeah. Right, let's right. do that. Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, very exciting, Patrick. We reveal our favorite songs of 2016.
Wait. Don't tell me. Yours is Black Beatles.
No.
I Took a Pill in Ibiza?
No.
That Chainsmokers no. song? Everything by Bieber?
No, you're way off, man. Way off. How's that beer tasting, Patrick?
Very nice. You know, it's expansive. It's Guinness.
Sorry, just adjusting your level a little bit. So, you know, one thing I've noticed about our show and our time in the basement is that it's always awkward where we like have to like introduce ourselves because it doesn't sound like a conversation we would have. No. Like, I wouldn't go like, "Hey, I'm Jim Linehan."
I already know you, man. Yeah. But if you were meeting a new person and I was in the background, I could see you doing that. So pretend you're meeting someone new every time.
So I would say, hello, new person. This is my friend Patrick Foster. Or is that what you're saying?
Or, no, they would have just said, hi, I'm, you know, you know, Speed Racer. And you would say
And then I would turn my head
Jim
and walk
Lennon.
Away.
That's right.
That's what I do.
That's right. Yeah. There's a new Bojack Horseman.
I don't really like people.
That's right. Bojack Horseman's on.
Yeah, I got to go watch that. So where were we with this? So, so I'm Jim and that's Patrick.
Yep.
There you go. There's the show.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Okay. So I think what we were going to talk about now on Rockin' the Suburbs is our favorite songs from 2016 because all the month of January we've had other people on to tell us about their favorite songs.
Yeah, it's been a good month. Year. You know, we sort of absorbed all the lists that were out there. And then we had thoughtful friends and respected industry veterans on to talk about their songs of the year.
People much more respected than we are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which makes this an anti-climax, which is exactly what we wanted.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
All right. So
go ahead.
I think. Is that what we decided? Mm-hmm. No, I think we said you were going to go first, but I'm going to go first.
Okay.
So I had... for probably half to three quarters of the year, a favorite song.
Okay.
That then later got displaced.
Okay.
So.
What was it?
My favorite song for the longest time was Hurtin' on the Bottle by Margo Price.
Yeah.
Just because it's so.
Great 45.
It's so catchy. Mm-hmm. It's just such a catchy song. I mean, first of all, it's just a great, you know, sort of like traditional country song that you don't really hear enough of anymore.
Right.
But not only like. There's so many like country artists that right now that try to do that, but I think she did it even better because it felt almost effortless in its approach, right? In the way it was recorded and everything.
I put a hurting on the bottle because you put a hurting on me.
Yeah. It's so catchy. It's one of those songs you hear it and then it just stays with you.
Yeah.
And always sort of my test for like a favorite song too is do you want to listen to it immediately again after it's over? And that was one of those. Yeah.
I put a hurt the bottle, baby, now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water that don't touch the pain you put on me.
So there was that, and that came out like early in the year. And so,
what else was close?
That was what else was close was the song All Around You by Sturgill Simpson, which was, I think, at some point, maybe later, released as a single, but wasn't when I caught on to it.
Off of A Sailor's Guide to Earth.
Yes.
Right? Which
and that's,
ended up getting nominated for a Grammy Award. Like, how weird was that?
But that song in particular I love. It's a slower song, but it's a very soulful song, and it has horns on it, and it just, I love it because, not because he's sort of like this kind of new slash retro country artist, but because he was really, to me, doing like soul music, and it was like really, really well done. And I just love the twang in his voice almost added this like different sort of gravity to the kind of like soul song that he was doing. I love All Around You. That was another one. Love me.
Love me. All around you.
And then a late contender was the song You and I by Margaret Glasby, which is just a total earworm, and you hear it one time and you got to hear it again and again and again. It's great. But here's where I ended up, and our friend Jimmy Linetti is going to like this because one of the things he told us in advising us on this new podcast was more talk about The Replacements. That was his big
piece of business model advice.
Yeah. And so, but honestly, when I heard this song, and there's a Replacements connection, but when I heard this song, it was an immediate like have to hear it again. So let's hear it. So that's just like a barroom rave up, right?
That's fantastic, man. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bastion Pop, of course, is Tommy Stinson's band, Tommy Stinson from The Replacements. Mm-hmm. And it just has this, just these great hooks. Again, you know, like really great energy. Like you can picture this
as tremendous.
This band playing like they're in the corner of
great
Second Street Entry or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, no, 7th Street Entry.
7th Street Entry.
Oh, I'm going to lose some cred on that one.
We can edit that.
You can hear them in the corner at 7th Street Entry. And yeah, it takes all those sort of great elements of what you think of with The Replacements, the hooky songs, the great, you know, kind of ragged sort of, you know, delivery and does it all again. And so the other thing I just think is great about this too is the idea that's even under the Bastion Pop name.
Right.
So Tommy, when The Replacements first broke up in 91, he formed his own band called Bastion Pop, and they recorded an album called Friday Night Is Killing Me, which I have, and it's a great, great record. And it was, you know, his chance to kind of step out and write his own songs and do his own thing. And it's really, really good. And then he went on and he formed another band called Perfect, which didn't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then he did some solo stuff. And then, of course, he joined Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
And, you know, I think he's, you know, he's done all right for himself. But now, then the Replacements had their reunion tour. And then that ended in 2015. And so what's his next project? He decides to record under the Bastion Pop name again.
Good for him.
Even though it's a whole different lineup.
Right.
But the idea being that he wanted to record a record as a band and not just a solo thing with various other studio musicians on different tracks, but like this is a real band.
Yep.
And I think that comes through in the song.
Sounds like it. It really does. You know, he's a guy who would know something about playing in a good band.
Yeah.
Right. So he knows how to get back to his roots.
Now, I haven't heard anything else from this album because
me neither.
As we're recording this, it has not come out yet.
Yes.
As you hear this, it's probably already out because it comes out on January 20th.
Can't wait to hear
it. But the album is called Anything Could Happen.
Okay.
So check that out, listeners.
Nice.
I'm excited. Bash
it's a beautiful
pop.
Pick. Yeah. Yeah. And all of the ones I think you had in your top area were great.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So should we take a little break here?
Let's do that.
Got to hit the restroom or
right.
something?
Yeah. Go to the restroom, stir up some fall dogs. We'll
and
do it.
And we'll be right back and hear your pick.
Perfect.
All right.
Hey, Jim.
Yes?
I think something's wrong with me.
Well, I've known that for some time, but what are you specifically referring to?
I dreamt about quart jar again last night.
Again? Mm-hmm. So what's quart jar?
You know, the band that does the intro music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Quart jar.
Yeah.
What was your dream?
That they were the Slade of outer space.
Slade of outer space. Yeah, that's probably how they describe themselves. So we have them as sort of the unofficial house band of rock in the suburbs, but if you want to hear more of their music,
I would love to.
Yeah, you can go to iTunes or Bandcamp or Spotify and just search for Quart Jar. And this is really exciting because in 2017 they're working on a new release, which is called Squatch, an Odyssey in Space and Time.
That was my dream.
Okay, so.
Yeah, next pick. Are we getting all that?
Patrick's pouring a beer, yeah.
Getting those dogs in the background?
Yeah, you got the dogs doing what dogs do.
They are doing what they do.
All right, we're back, and Patrick, you want to talk about your favorite song from last year?
I do, Jim, and I do, Jim. I would like to talk about my favorite song of the year. You know, I was saying to someone else earlier, this is probably the year I've listened to the most music in a long time.
Why is that?
I think it's a combination of you and I Depression? Being friends. Depression. Alcoholism. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Okay.
Not wanting to get out of bed. You know, all those good things. But no, you and I had some adventures in this year.
Yeah.
You know, we had some pretty interesting adventures, and I'm blessed to, you know, have this opportunity to talk to you about my favorite song of 2016 because, you know, we slept a lot of time in the trailer. You know, we spent some time in Texas. We did some things we probably didn't anticipate at the beginning of the year. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And,
completely.
and I think that... So I had two songs really for me that were right up there for favorite song of the year. I liked a lot of records this year. You know, as I was saying, I listened to a ton of records, many more than I have in a long time, and a lot of podcasts too, because we're trying to get better and just kind of figure out, you know, our thing, which all was fun. But I would say that Anderson .Paak had a song called Celebrate on his Malibu album. And that was right up there for my favorite song of the year. I saw him when we went to Austin at South by Southwest.
I saw my Sunday in the likeness of a full grown man. So I'll celebrate while I still can.
Ooh, on a clear day, you can see West LA. But I actually tried this year, Jim, to not be so influenced by all the lists. And I'm glad we have this time in January to kind of reflect on this. I tried to give the whole year equal weight. So a record that came out in kind of the springtime, but also when I went back on my playlist and I got my sort of year-end email from Spotify, I added it up. This was the song I played the most all year. This was the song.
Oh, so you actually went and like analyzed this.
I did.
There's like data involved.
There's data involved. So I wanted to give some weight to this though, statistically, right? I wanted to give weight to a song that I played the most. Which song did I actually play the most times? And so here it is. It's a song called Dorothy by Kevin Morby. Mm. I want you listeners to especially pay attention to the way the fuzz bass comes in right at the beginning and pay attention to the energy of this intro.
Yeah.
So how about that weird avant-garde piano break in the middle of that garage rock song? That was nice, right?
That's extremely cool. Yeah. And I had forgotten about that song, and now I'm in love with it all over again.
It's a great tune. I listened to it the most this year. The video is fantastic. It ends with Kevin wearing some ruby red slippers and driving away in the flatbed of a pickup truck over sort of a hill into the sunset. Yep. And it's got a ton of sort of cameo appearances from very obscure indie rock stars. So it's a really nice composition. We had a chance to talk to Kevin, and he was talking about how inspired he was to record this album. So for me, you know, that was kind of the rock and roll song of the year.
That's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
I think you hit it exactly. It combines sort of like the best of sort of like a garage rock sound with something a little more ambitious too, you know, something a little bit more sort of orchestrated. Yeah, it's really cool.
And the album Singing Saw is fantastic. It's definitely on my top, you know, three records of the year. It's beautiful. It's haunting. Gosh, I can't say enough about Kevin Morby. I really think he had a fantastic year, and I think he's definitely one of my, you know, one of my favorites from 2016.
That is excellent. And while you're talking about music videos, because they do still exist, this Bash and Pop video for On the Rocks. Okay. Go check that out.
I gotta see that
YouTube, because the whole thing, it's really creative. It's a, you know the concept of a lyric video,
yeah,
right, where all the lyrics are on the screen in some way. This one is ingenious. It's a cell phone held like horizontally.
Oh, nice.
With a crack screen, of course.
Of course.
And on the cell phone, you see, you know, scenes of, you know, Tommy and Bash and Pop playing and things like that. But all the lyrics come through in text messages.
Oh, nice.
On the screen.
That's genius.
Yes.
I love
really
that.
Really smartly
idea.
Done.
So. Yeah. That's really smart.
I'm impressed.
It's the way we receive information now.
I'm impressed that anyone can make an original music video anymore. You know what I mean?
Right. Why not? I mean, and what I love about Kevin's video, too, is it's just heavy on allegory and significance and symbolism. So what else do you want?
All right. Cool. So when you're making your best of 2016 mixtapes, don't forget to include these two on there. Yeah,
that's right.
We're a little bit late, but that's because we got a little bit late starting this podcast.
Sure.
So that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
Go back and remix that mix.
That's right.
Get this on there. Okay. All right, man. So here's the awkward outro.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I remain Patrick Foster.
And please listen to Rock in the Suburbs, not just every week, but...
Every day. Every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
On iTunes or Audio Boom. And also find us on Twitter or Facebook at Suburbs Pod. And also email us. These aren't requests. These are orders.
Yep.
Suburbspod@gmail.com or call the RTS. That's what the cool kids say. RTS hotline, which is 612-440-1984. Do that. And happy 2017 to all. And I'm sure we're going to get a lot more great music in the coming months.
All right. February.
All right. That's it. We'll talk to you later.
Out.